This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine pushed back Sunday at what its foreign minister called apocalyptic predictions over a potential Russian invasion after officials in the United States sounded dire warnings that Moscow has stepped up its preparations for a major incursion. U.S. officials said the Kremlin has assembled more than 100,000 troops along the border with its pro-Western neighbor. In an interview with Fox News Sunday, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says a Russian invasion could come any day.
My job here is not to predict what exactly will happen day to day. It is to prepare for any contingency, including a contingency where Russian forces drive on the Ukrainian capital. We are working hard with our allies and partners on that. We are providing, as I said before, material support to the Ukrainians.
Russian forces build up on the frontiers, growing at a rate that would put Putin give Putin firepower he needs for a full-scale invasion, some 150,000 soldiers by mid-February, according to U.S. officials. Russia denies it is planning an incursion. French President Emmanuel Macron again spoke with U.S. President Joe Biden in a coordination logic ahead of his trip to Moscow Monday, a French presidency source said Sunday. The 40-minute-long call allowed the two leaders to share information about contacts made during the weekend for good coordination ahead of the trip, the source said. The United States Sunday criticized China's choice of an ethnic Uyghur to carry the Olympic torch, calling it an effort by Beijing to distract from the mistreatment of the minority group. The appearance Friday of a 20-year-old cross-country skier from Xinjiang as the final torchbearer thrust her and the Uyghur nation question squarely onto the world stage. China's ruling